He has never made any sense to me. How does it fit in? If you've been reading along at home, you'll understand the story actually ended last week. We made it to the Jordan River. The 40 years of wandering, 10 plagues, Exodus, the whole thing ended. We're on the banks of the river, and Moses gets up to give an entire book-long speech before we go into the land of Israel. I can understand the Parsha, but the man of few words speaks for an entire book. Start to finish, I've never quite understood how this became a good idea. And this year, someone pointed me towards the end of 2 Kings. In the end of the book of 2 Kings, it's in the prophet section, we have a king named King Josiah. He starts his reign when he's the age of 8, and it's supposed to be one of the brief periods of real peace and prosperity. Only for the southern kingdom, it's the kingdom of Judah. The northern kingdom's already kaput. But during his reign, things went well. And there's a moment when he's taking care of some regular business. He says, go to the temple, count the silver so we can make sure everyone gets paid. Regular royal, you know, business that they had to do. When in that process, a royal scribe finds a scroll. He finds a scroll, reads it, and says, I think this might be important. Bring this to the king. They bring the scroll to the king. The king, upon hearing the words, falls on his face, tears his clothes, puts on sackcloth, and prays to God that things will be okay. As the story goes on, this scroll is sometimes called Torah. This scroll is called the words of an Ish Elohim, a man of God, which is what Moses is called. Sometimes it's called the teaching of Moses. As we go on, we find the scroll teaches them how to properly do the Passover sacrifice. Eventually, after reading the scroll, King Josiah, and indeed the entire nation, go on a religious journey. They tear down the idols that have crept up in the shrines around the nation. For his entire reign, we're said the entire Jewish people were faithful believers in God, and things went well. Later, scholars suspect that this scroll, this teaching of Moses, is Deuteronomy. Now, King Josiah is several hundred years after we first cross into the land of Israel. So does that mean that the entire story, the entire book of Deuteronomy was hidden for all of those hundred years? What exactly does it mean? And, in fact, if you look at the book of Deuteronomy, what it is Moses retelling the first four books. In some conceptions, the Torah is four books, and the Deuteronomy is the retelling. It's the Reader's Digest version of the Torah. You put all this together and I learned three things. The first is that the Torah is uniquely good at giving us confusing and yet compelling stories. If you're a TV watcher, you'll know enough that a TV writer's job is to figure out what the audience wants and never give it to them. A TV writer's job is to keep you entertained and guessing and keep the questions interesting enough, because once you have the answers, you're done. Oh, I got the answer. I can move on to the next thing. The question is what is compelling. So the first thing about this confusing story in the second book of Kings at the end with King Josiah is that I'm not exactly sure what's going on, and I think that's good because it reminds us that the Torah continues to be compelling. The second is that this book of Deuteronomy, this retelling of the story of the Jewish people, hundreds of years after it's told, is found, is retold, and inspires an entire nation to belief in God, to a time of religious prosperity. And third, it helps me look back on what Moses was doing on the banks of the Jordan River. Moses' last gift to the Jewish people is one long story, is a reminder that at the end, stories are what make up our reality. Stories are what we're really about. So this Shabbat, this week, this year, in fact, our entire lives on this planet, I wish us the gift that Moses had, a lifetime to learn what our story is and the chance to share it. The chance to share it so others will know it, because we never know when hundreds of years later, the story that we share is what's going to inspire an entire nation to faith and prosperity. Shabbat Shalom.